it's amazing the anticipation and the pasha davira of waiting for weeks. People ask me, when is Rav Shor coming? We're waiting. That's how we prepare for our avoidus of the Hele Geteg. And you can feel it in the air the whole day today, and the Beis Medrash and elsewhere. So it's with much appreciation that we have to Rav Shor for taking out of an extremely, extremely hectic day filled with tens of shiurim, literally, in a day to come and to give us chizek a few days before Shoshana. It's also taka a yom tava over here in the Beis Medrash, because we have our Chabur Night Seder and broader and nationally, the Daf HaShavua, they made a siyum on Masechet Pesachim. There's a Chabur that sits every night and they chazer and they take Bechinis. It's a Moedik over here. Chabur is from Rav Zupnik and Rav Weinstein. Moedik Chabur. After the Shmuz, Rav Yeshua Hager, one of the originators of Daf HaShavua, will be Messiahim. After the drasha, which I'm sure, with the much anticipation, the Rebbein Shalom will give tremendous yata d'shmaya to Rav Shor to be ma'iras, the tremendous heights of Kabbalah Satayah and Kabbalah to do better, and the siyum should serve as a further chizik. And I implore anyone who is ma'ir and wants to take on any sort of seder limud, we at the Pesach Clifton Community Kail make it our mission to do anything we can to help serve you learn Torah better, and to grow together with us. Once again, I want to thank Rav Shor for coming to be mechazek us.
Shus harav amar da'asri shlita v'shakoylul choshev etziba v'frat v'simon. There's nothing that's a mikra in this world. If we get together tonight, a day, 2 days before Rosh Hashanah, the last day that we are blowing shofar before Rosh Hashanah. Tomorrow morning is going to be a culmination of 28 days of shofar. The Heilige Vilna Gaon writes, why don't we blow shofar every Rosh Hashanah? Why do we have to make a hefsik between the blowing of shofar of Elul and Rosh Hashanah? Says the Vilna Gaon, the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Gittin that Titus HaRasha had a yitush that went into his head, and he walked by a napach, and he was banging with his hammer, and when he banged with his hammer, the yitush stopped bothering him, and it went by 30 days, it started again. Why? So the Gemara kivin the dosh. Once the Yitush got ready to used to that noise, it didn't bother anymore. The Yitush started again to claw at the brain of Titus HaRasha. So the Heilige Vilna Gaon, if we would blow shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah, then the shofar of Rosh Hashanah would be the 30th day in a row of blowing shofar. So it would be given the dosh. It would be something that we're used to already, and we wouldn't be in this area from the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Gaon writes in Sefer Yoina, meaning to tell us that the Rosh Hashanah, the shofar of Elul, has a kesher to the Rosh Hashanah, the shofar. Ad kedei kach, that I saw in a Sefer that asks a question, why we don't make a bracha on the minuk of blowing shofar? We make a bracha on the minuk of Halal. We make a bracha on other minhagim. Why don't we make a bracha on shofar? And the Sefer answers the Mordechai Keteretz. The Rashba says in Tshuva that we don't say make a barach on tzedakah because maybe the Ani will not take the tzedakah. The shofar of Elul is a minug because it's a wake-up call. It's a suffix if the person will be awoken. So we can't make a barach on. Rosh Hashanah, it's a mitzvah even if we don't wake up, so we can make a barach on it. But the shofar of Elul is a wake-up call. And it helps for a person to wake up on Rosh Hashanah. It helps for a person that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the shofar of Rosh Hashanah comes with it, 28 days of Rosh Hashanah, of shofar. What is shofar? The Beis Halevi asks a question. Why do we need a shofar for? We daven, we say malchiyos, zichreinos, shofaros. Why does the Rebbeinu Shlom need that we should blow on a shofar? And the Beis Halevi in the Drashas teaches us edava nifla, that the mouth of a person has a problem of enkatega and nasa sanega. The mouth of a person has a problem that his mouth talks other things during the year, that mouth can't be the one to talk good about people on Rosh Hashanah, and can't be the one to be mispalel. So the Eibishter gave us an Eitzah to talk through a shofar, which is not our mouth. And then that koil goes up to Shamayim. That's what the Beis Halevi tells us. Masechtas Pesachim. It's many, many weeks ago for those who learned Daf HaShavua. But if those who learned Daf HaShavua, as I understand, are kind of the Masechta, they still remember the Daf Beis and Daf Gimel and Daf Dalet of the Masechta. And they realized that Ravina and Ravashi were Masadr Shas, as I heard from my father in Averach, in the name of the Rebbe Rabbonim of Peshischa. Masadr is a Kechavim. Everybody knows that the Kechavim are with a Seder, even though it looks it's not a Seder. Shas is also with a Seder. Everything is in its right place. Daf Beis, Daf Gimel, Daf Dalet talk about Loshein Nikia. It's the beginning of Masechtas Pesachim. That means that Masechtas Pesachim is there to teach me a Loshein Nikia. Dover Be'itoi Matev, to finish a day before Rosh Hashanah, the last day we blow Shofar, a Masechta which teaches us to have a Pesach, a Peh that could talk, or maybe as the Sosema says, Pesach, Samaches is Begematri Echaim, a Peh that is alive, that doesn't have Misa to it. And with Zoicha to finish Masechtas Pesachim, I think the Torah Agadosha is Metar, the Peh of a person more than anything else. And with Zoicha to learn the Masechta of Taras HaPeh, and to come to tomorrow morning to the last day of Shofar. And even those who are in the rush to work, and they can't wait for the Shofar blowing, a whole Elul, I metziah to them, not to miss at least the last day of the Shofar of Elul, and hear that wake-up call tomorrow morning, to take that with to us, to Rosh Hashanah, the day after Labor Day, when summer is over already, and we're back into gear, and there's left 2 days of Elul for us to prepare for Rosh Hashanah, let us use tomorrow's shofar blowing for the wake-up call to remember that we're 2 days before Rosh Hashanah and we have a lot of work to do. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, the mitzvah of shofar remez yesh bei, rather remez. Everybody knows the Rambam. A little bit more, a little bit less. Ur yishenim, nidomim, mitir demaschem. Oysan ashekchem, those who forget the Ribbono Shel Olam. And they're living in a sleep, in a slumber of havlei hazman, of the stupidities of the world. If one understands the Rambam right, one understands the Rambam means the following. When a person dreams, he's asleep. When a person is in the middle of his sleep, he dreams. He thinks it's all true. He could dream the most interesting things, and he's in the life of a dream. And in that dream, it looks the world altogether different than him. Until somebody will shake him and wake him up, he won't realize that he's in the middle of a dream. Rabbi Yisai, we're all in the middle of a dream. We're all dreaming. We all live in a world of fantasy and dream. Not in a world of reality. We dream while we're up that this world means something. That we have in this world has a chshivus. That havlei hazman, the stupidities of the world as the Rambam calls them, have a chshivus, have a meaning, have a future for us. Bocherim dream the house that they'll build, the car that they'll drive, the Olam Hazeh that they'll have. And everybody on his level goes up in his dreams of the fantasies of what is going to happen in this world. And the Rambam tells us, Shofar is here to wake up from that dream. But Rab Shimon Schwab Zatzal points out that the Torah HaKadosha talks about somebody falling asleep and never waking up. In the Torah HaKadosha it says, "Vayapel Hashem Elikim Tadema." The Eibish to put a tadema on the Merishain. Open up a Chumash, says Rav Schwab. It says nowhere in Chumash that Adam Rishon ever woke up. Adav Pella. He went into a tadema and he didn't wake up. Why does the Torah talk about Adam Rishon waking up? Rav Schwab points out a second question. We make a beracha every day. Birchas HaShachar, hopefully while we're already awake. Hamavi Sheino Me'eino Yisnuma Ma'afapoi. And we don't say it out loud because we don't answer Amen. V'yihi Ratzim Ufaneach Hashem Elekeinu Velekei Abiseinu. Shetargileinu B'seire Secha. What's the Kesha? One Baruch Hamavi Sheino Me'eino Yisnuma Ma'afapoi goes together with Targileinu B'seire Secha. What does one have to do with the other? Zakir Rav Schwab, and I ask you all to look at it in the Sefer because I can't do as good as the job. He says, Dvarim Niflaim Admiyet. Adam Arishon slept, and the whole Bria slept until Matan Torah. As we just explained, Tademo doesn't have to mean sleeping. Tademo means living in a dream world. Living in a world of dreams, living in a world of not reality, living in a world of something that means nothing, and think you're living. From Adam Rishon until Matan Torah, people were asleep. Torah HaKadosha awoke everybody. So Rav Schwab, when we make a beracha in the morning, we're not talking about the physical sleep. We're talking about being awoken from this tardema of this world. And that's why V'yiratzen shetagileinu b'seresecha connects to Amavi Sheino Me'enoi. How nifla it is that Agoyin Rav Shlomo Kluge Zatzal writes on the Sefer on Rosh Hashanah Ki'elas Yaakov that Rosh Hashanah morning when you make the bracha Amavi Sheino, you should be mechaven on the Tkiyah Sefer that's going to awaken you. Hafla vofela, hamar b'sheino me'eino yisnumo me'afapoi. Habichavim, that there's going to come a shofar that day that's going to awaken you, that's going to be uru yisheino m'shinaschem and yedomim t'irdemaschem. It's going to take away the tnuma, it's going to take away the sheino of this world. So the tachlis of shofar is to give us a wake-up call. The Imre Emes writes in his sefer, Malchios, Zechronos, Shofaros are three Eitzos connected to the Eitzahara. The Gemara tells us in Berachos Tafeya Medalef, La'olam Yargiz Adam Yetzatov al Yetzahara Nitzchay Mutev Yasek Beteira Vemlav Yikri Krishma Vemlav Yaske L'yem Amisa. Three Eitzos. Zog the Imre Emes, Shofaros is Matan Torah. Ata Niglesa. You say the Nusach of Shofaros talks about Matan Torah. The Shofar of Matan Torah, the Kel Shofar of Matan Torah. Malchias is Kabbalah Zalmach HaShamayim is Yikra Krishma. Zichronos is Yaskir L'Yom HaMisa. Why is Zichronos Yaskir L'Yom HaMisa? Just because it says Yaskir and here is Zikara? No. The Tzlach in Masechtas Berachos tells us Yaskele Yamisa is a very shvacha etzah. Because it brings depression, it brings atzvus. It's the worst etzah, it's the last etzah. That is, if you learn it, kipshute. The Imre Emes opens up our eyes for a new pshat in Yaskele Yamisa. And this new pshat of the Imre Emes is the key for a yid to be an erlich yid. In 2013, every one of us want to be Erlich. A Yid wants to be Erlich. On the other side, every one of us knows the trials and tribulations that we face, and how hard they are, and and how hard the degradation in the morality of the world is for us to grow up to be Erlich Eden. How do we give the Chanetza? In Sefer Tanya, it says, Adova Nifla Admiyet. Every single one of us is ready to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim. As Chosid Yaivitz points out, in his time of Spanish Inquisition, the most simplest of people were Mekadosh Shem Shamayim. Because that you never lose. Avraham Avinu embedded in every single Yid the Koyach of Mesiras Nefesh. And the Shvach the Yidin went Al Kiddush Hashem, as we know in the last 40, 50 years ago, 70 years ago, we're living in the... How many years ago? 70 years ago, how we know Yidin from the lowest level of Shmiras Torah Mitzvahs were Mekadosh Hashem. To every Yid is great for Mekadosh Hashem. Every Yid, if he will be told, either you din Avodah Zarah, or take your life, or make a bracha b'shem malchus barach ato Hashem alekeinu melech ha'elam lekadosh shmoy berabim, and I'll go kiddush Hashem. But you're only 20 years old. You have 60 years to live in begvura shemeinim shana. You're ready to give it away for the Ribbono Shel Olam. 60 years of enjoyment of this world. 60 summers of grilling steak. 60 summers of Hanoah v'Olam Hazeh. You're ready to give away Al Kiddush Hashem. Zog the Tanya, 10 minutes of Olam Hazeh, you're not ready to give away for the Eibishter. You have a Bereira of doing an Aveira which brings maybe 10 minutes of enjoyment. Maybe 10 minutes of enjoyment. You're not ready to give it away for the Eibishter. You're ready to give away 60 years for the Ribbono Shel Olam. 60 years of mutadik enjoyment of the world. You're not ready to give away 10 minutes of enjoyment that's connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Sfasemes brings this in Parshas Vayeshev that Yosef HaTzadik made this cheshbon. And he says, Ve'emes ki cheshbon zu misaya lechol ish Yisrael to be misgavar in his Yetzahara. Zogdim Re'emes, that's what Yaskila Yoyma Misa means. Yaskila Yoyma Misa means you're ready to give away your life for the Eibishter. So what's the Yetzirah selling you? What's the Yetzirah selling you? If you're ready for Mesiras Nefesh, then you're surely ready to give away whatever the Yetzirah wants from you. Thus meant Yaskila Yoyma Misa. So Yaskila Yoyma Misa means Mesiras Nefesh doesn't only mean giving away my life. Mesiras Nefesh means, as Svarim teach Nefesh from Lashon Ratzain, Mesiras Ritzainos for the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a Sasemis in Parshas Emor, which has to do with every one of us. Dying of Mesiras Nefesh is a greater zach. Living with Mesiras Nefesh is a lot greater. Day in and day out, giving away your Ritzainos for the Eibishter. Being makir of your Ritzonis for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every day in and day out, overcoming the Yetzirah and shafing again and again and again, is choshever than giving away your life one time for the Ribbono Shel Olam. We make that cheshbon, that's the Eitz against the Yetzirah. And that's Yaskele Yom Misa. The Chreino is to remember Akedas Yitzchak, to remember Mesiras Nefesh. That's the eitz of Yaskele Yom Misa, the eitz of ready to give away your life to the Eibishter. But a person remembers that, then he's talking to be able to wake up from Havlei Azman. Havlei Azman dominates in him afterwards. If you realize that we're ready for Mesiras Nefesh for the Eibishter, so what does Havlei Azman mean? What is Havlei Azman? What is the Yetzirah giving you? The Nefesh HaChaim asks a Meridike question. And in our days and age, the question is a lot stronger. We talk about Bechira. We talk about freedom of choice. We talk about a Mishkal HaShava of Bechira. Ask the Nefesh HaChaim, it's not equal. On one side you have a Yetzirah that runs after us. In today's day and age, what's yesterday new is today obsolete. Every day a new invention. Every day you have something else new. Every day there's something new. You say there's a new packaging, a new model, a new thing, a new piece of technology. Every day the Yetzirah has something else to sell. He runs after you. Rahman al-Litzlan, if we walk through the streets and we pick up our eyes to read a billboard, Hashem Yirachem, but the Yetzirah pulls us, and it tries to pull us in into everything. And the Yetzirah doesn't do anything. So why is there Bechira Mishkel HaShava? It says in the Torah Gedosha, Yosef HaTzadik had an assign, Ahi kedabra elav yoim yoim v'leshama elav. I heard from the Rebbe of Beis Yisrael said, in the name of Rebbe Abaruchel of Mezhvish, what does the pasuk mean? By he, because she spoke to him every day, v'loy shamala, that's why he didn't listen to her. Rashi brings that she said she meant l'shem shamayim. She saw b'tz tagninis that she has to have a child from him. How do you know to overcome the Yetzirah? Because the Yetzirah comes every day. The Yetzirah never comes every day to tell you to do something. So he knew it can't be from the Yetzer Tov. It has to be from the Yetzer Hara. That's why he didn't listen to her. So where's the Yibchira? The Yetzer Hara comes in every which way. I could be sitting in my office and want to be an Erlich Eid, and I'm working for somebody who doesn't exactly put on the best of filters on the computer, and suddenly it comes a pop-up, it takes out my eyes. Where's the Yetzirah from one side and this from the other side? What? What do I have to find him? It's not Bechira. It's not Mishkel HaShava. If everybody in the audience would be true with himself, he has that tie into the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's not fair. Nefesh HaChaim is the question. Zog de Nefesh HaChaim Dvarim Neiroim Rabbe Yisai. If I have truth on one side and Sheker on the other side, is it Bechira Mishkel HaShava? Of course the truth wins and the sheker loses. Had the Eibishter given the sheker a koyach to make a olam adimya, that it should be even. Again, zog de nefesh achayim, dvarim niflam admiyet. On one side you have pure truth, pure emes. On the other side you have dimyan, sheker. Of course it wins. Emes wins. How the Mishkel HaShava, the Eibishter gives the Tzad HaRa a koyach to present itself keilu with something to make it a Mishkel HaShava. Noi Rav Oyim. Meaning to say, the Yetzahara is kuloi dimyan. It's kuloi fantasy. There's no emes to it. The Sosemes writes in Parshas Boi and in Parshas Miketz, Yetzer is from Loshen Dimyon. Nothing to it. It's completely false. And I'll bring you a proof that it's false. Bring you a Parshat to prove that it's false. Nobody can enjoy Gashmias that he did a year ago. Person could do the most enjoyable thing in the world, could eat the most delicious piece of meat in the world and enjoy it. He can't feel good about it today. Doesn't exist anymore. There's nothing to feel good about. But a mitzvah that you did a year ago, you can remind yourself and feel good about it. Why? And everybody will think about it and be made. It's 100% true. Why is it? Because sheker can't last. Emes is nitzchis. So on one side you have emes, on one side you have sheker. So the Eibishter made that the sheker has to play a very big spiel and a very big game to try to make it a Mishkel HaShava of Bechira. I want to take this Nefesh HaChaim and go a step further with the Nefesh HaChaim. Why, Taka, does our generation need so much Nisyanis? Because the truth of the matter is, Rabbi Yisai, that every one of us know that the Ra is so degraded and so immoral that we also have no Bechira, and we know that we have to be Erlich Eden. It's not kunst to want to be Erlich Eden today. What is the street? filth, schmutz. Everybody sees it. Nobody thinks it has a chshivas. So all the technology that there is and all the packaging there is only to cover up that immoral, degraded world that's outside. To make it back in Mishkal HaShoveh, they need so much koichis to be able to put it on a Mishkal HaShoveh. And it's 100% the truth. Because a person, if they wouldn't have what to offer, and they wouldn't have the miyonis to offer, and it wouldn't look interesting, and it wouldn't be that when a bacha comes in to his friends and he shows him that he has a new keli, everybody comes running to see what is this new thing that he has. If that wouldn't exist, then nothing would exist, and we'd be Eilich Eden. We would have no Bechira. Because nobody has a Bechira to become degraded and immoral. So it's packaged in a way to pull us, and to pull us, and to pull us, and to pull us more. So that's the Bechira Mishkel HaShoveh. Shlomo HaMelech writes in Keheles, V'nosati eslibi lidrash v'losur, I gave my heart over, lidrash, to be derish, and to go and spy and to see the inyan of Ra in the world. As Rashi explains, he wanted to see the inyan of Bechira in the world. V'nosati es libi lidrash is Rosh Tevis Elul. That's how Avoda and Elul, to go and see what's going on here. What's the Bechira? Where's the Bechira? Where's the Bechira? Where's the freedom? What are the two sides? What does one side have to offer? What does the other side have to offer? And to realize and to wake up, as the Rambam says, from this fantasy, from this sleep and chalom, that they have something to offer. And realize that it's so stupid what they have to offer. It's such hevel what they have to offer. That I'll wake up from that dream and I'll go back to the Amitius and to the Amos of the world. We make a beracha shenos anlanu teiras emes. The Sosemes says, what does teiras emes mean? There's in the Torah, teiras achatos, teiras ha'osham, which means the Torah of chatos, the Torah of osham. Teiras emes means the Torah which teaches us the truth. And it teaches us what's emes and what's sheker. And the emes is, that's not a big chachma, the cheshbonis that we made. It's very simple cheshbonis. What then? For a person to back down from what he's doing and to change, needs an admission on the fact, on the side of the person, that what he did till now is no good. And the gaiva of every single person doesn't let him back down. That's why the nafkemina between sheker and emes, the gematria, the difference between sheker and emes is katan. If you're ready to belittle yourself, if you're ready to go down a little bit, and to admit that what you did till today was a wrong way, and you want to make an about face and change the way you're living, you need some kind of shiflus. And that's what the Odeis teach us. We get up in the morning, we say Slichis. Kedalim ukerashim dafaknu lasecha. It's not just words. Chas v'sholem, we don't talk echad bepev, echad belev. We realize dalim v'rashim, we have nothing, we are nothing, we have nothing. We are dalim and rashim. When a person realizes that he's nothing, he's able to back down and change his opinion of life and change his way of life. So a good part of shofar is the broken hearted that a person has to become in shofar. The shiver in alev that a person has to have in shofar. Shofar's tachlis is to bring a person to become an onov. That's the tachlis of shofar. The Rashba in Tshuva talks about dvash and tells us that dvash has two abilities. Dvash can preserve and dvash can change. Dvash can preserve something and dvash can change something to make it into dvash. Rabbeinu Yonah tells us that when there is a piece of bee in the dvash, you're allowed to eat it. Because the dvash changed it to make it part of the dvash. It became mutter. Dvash has an ability from its extreme sweetness to change. But on the other hand, if you take something and put it into dvash, you see that it preserves it. Look, the Rashba depends. If the thing is whole, it preserves it. If the thing is broken, it's able to change it to become dvash. Again, if the thing is a whole barrier, then the dvash will preserve it in its original state and make sure that it stays, because the dvash, the sweetness, will give it the ability to stand and not become kalya, to be a good piece of food. But if it's broken up into pieces, then the dvash will change it to become dvash. Minig Yisrael is to take a tapuach and put it into dvash. Amaitzi, you put it into dvash Rosh Hashanah. Why? Shana Teva Musuka. There's much more to it. Dvash is the Torah Agdeisha. Musukim midvash v'nefes tzufim. Dvash is begamatria musar. Dvash is musar svarim. They change a person. They change a person. They have a murder kikoich to change a person. But only if the person is broken. If the person is whole and he's not broken by himself, not the Torah, not the Musar will change him. That's the Tanai in becoming changed. Is the Tanai is Shivrei Alev. Karev Hashem le Nishberei Lev. You need Nishberei Lev. And that's one of the Tachleisim in Shofar, is to break you, Shvarim, to make you broken. That's one of the tachleisim in Shofar, to break a person, to change a person, to make him broken to pieces, into a shivarim, into a terua. That's the tachlis. And then you're able to change yourself, and then you're able to change your ways, and realize that dream, I should leave that dream. I should wake up from that dream, and I don't have to be ashamed for anybody that I'm turning to the truth, because I know that I'm nothing and I want to change. Das ist der Weide von Ayid an Rosh Hashanah. Der Weide von Ayid an Rosh Hashanah is to make a true wake up. A true cheshvan of waking up in what dream world he's in and to change his life to a real world. To a Torah's amistic world. Ashreichem that you kevei yitim le Torah in this besmedrish and a hafle dike oifen that causes you to have a dveikus and Torah's amist to teach you truth. And when you teach yourself truth, you know to overcome the sheker of the world, the sheker achein vehevel ayefi. You're able to overcome that chein and that yefi, that the sheker and the hevel presents itself and packages itself. Packages itself in a beautiful packaging, but under it there's nothing. It's empty under it. I heard a muscle from a Mashgiach in Israel that's not living, Rav Godel Eisner, he was an Adam Godel Admiyet, a muscle that some of you will laugh at, but that's not the Tachlis. The Tachlis is to realize the muscle, and to realize the limit of the muscle. In a town, they came the circus to town, they put up a sign looking for somebody to go into play, to fight the lion. Nobody came. There was a Yid. Alo Yitzloch. He didn't have anything. He had nothing to lose and everything to gain. I'll go, they pay good. At least my family will have money. Comes the day, they come, they dress him as a leopard. They tell him, go in and fight the lion. And he goes in to fight the lion, he stands and he picks up his paw. He's going to fight the lion jumps on him. And he feels that life is over. What's Tutayid when he feels that life is over? He gives a shrai, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He's going to death. The lion that wasn't either a lion, the lion was also a person dressed as a lion, answered Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Das is the Yetzirah, that paper tiger, that lion, that's the Yetzirah. It looks like a lion, it looks like a Moir de Kezach. Give a scream, Shema Yisrael, you believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. He'll be minded to you, he'll give himself up. that's the Yetzirah, that's Kulay Dimyan, Kulay Dimyan. You fear that Yetzirah, you run after that Yetzirah. It says, Kulay Dimyan, it's nothing. It shows itself. You can live in that Dimyan, you can get caught up in that Dimyan. Could catch you that Dimyan. Not Bechinom, that the web is called the web, because it has a koyach of a spider's web to catch you. Of other demyonis could catch you. And of other demyonis could take you that you can't get out of them. It's hard to leave that fantasy world. Of a koyach and shofar, the Eibishter gave us, rabois machshavois belev ish, batzas Hashem yisokum. Rabois machshavois belev ish. There are a lot of machshavois in the person. Rabois machshavois belev ish. Tzas Hashem, it says in Brisku Nesaylam, is begematria shofar. Does it that Tzas Hashem that you overcome the rabbis, machshavis, belevish? The shofar is that Tzas Hashem to overcome those rabbis, machshavis, that are belevish. I saw in Beis Yisrael says the rabbis, machshavis, belevish is Rosh Tevis Avram without a hay. Before he was a melech on the Ivarim. Before he became a melech and the Ivorim, then the rabbis machshavis belevish. Vatzas Hashem yisokum, that's the mila, the hey koiches that he got afterwards. Shofar is that tzas Hashem yisokum, that you're able to overcome the rabbis machshavis belevish. Those rabbis machshavis which want to teach you that there is epis nir the gezachen in this world. Fantasies, rabbis machshavis. You come to the end of the day, and you realize there's no rabbis machshava, there's only one machshava. There's only one machshava, only the Rebbeinu Shlom. That's the only machshava there is. That's the only thing that exists in the world. That is the shofar. That is what Rosh Hashanah is about. Rabbi Isai, let's change the topic for a minute. The Eibishter has his ways. And his ways to tell a person, wake up. I don't know news, but people tell me that it's very possible that on Rosh Hashanah the Congress will decide whether we're going into Syria or we're not going into Syria. I'm not mixing into politics, not my line. But everybody knows that going into Syria is putting Achenu B'nei Yisrael into Sakana Gedele Rachmana Litzlam. So everybody realizes that this Rosh Hashanah is not a simple Rosh Hashanah. This Rosh Hashanah is not a simple Rosh Hashanah. It's not just another Rosh Hashanah. There's never another Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Isaac Charif says, Adover Niflo, you're going to say in Davening, Zeh Yom Tchilas Masecha. Look, Rabbi Isaac Charif, all Chazakas become Botler Rosh Hashanah. There's no Cheskes Chai. There's no Muchzik on your money. There's no Marikama. You have nothing. A new start. People come to Rosh Hashanah, they make a cheshbon. I have a foundation that's laying so much money. I have so many and so many buildings. I have so much money in the bank. Rosh Hashanah is not about that. That I have. Rosh Hashanah is about what else I'm going to get. Rabbi Isai, Rosh Hashanah means that I don't have anything. It doesn't exist. And if you can ask me, what does it mean it doesn't exist? What's going to happen to it? What's going to happen to it? I know somebody, I think I said it over here, that had gold bars in the vault in the World Trade Center. Is there anything better than that? Millions of dollars of gold bars? And it all melted on 9/11. So the Eibishter knows how to take millions and billions of dollars that are the most sure thing in the world. Ve'inenu. Rosh Hashanah is there, Yom Tchilas Masecha. There's no chazakas, there's no yesterday. There's nothing dear, I don't have anything. My houses are not mine. Nothing is mine until Rosh Hashanah, the Eibishter says you can keep it further. That's Emunah Pshuta, Pshuta Dike Emunah. But we don't live like that, Leida. So the Eibishter sent, he goes, a wake up call before Rosh Hashanah. A wake up call. I don't know why people are so complacent about it and so cold about it and so don't care about it because nothing will happen, right? Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. We don't have to worry. I don't want to repeat Chas V'Sholem, but in Tzadik Ches, Tzadik Tes, people also said such a parach. People also said such a sprach. Let's wake up. Siddha sakana of the world. Nobody says we're not living in tumultuous times. It's the most tumultuous times there could be in the world. It's a matchback, Rahmanul Islam. For our Rosh Hashanah has to be being makir that we're in Eitz Tzara. Our Rosh Hashanah has to be a different Rosh Hashanah. Has to be a Rosh Hashanah that we realize that we're standing in a Muradika Matzav, we're standing in a Matzav that the whole world is shaking. And we can be Zaycha that should shake the right way. It should give a shake. And we should have fear. And with the fear we should have everything. And we should be Zaycha to the Geula. It's a Muradika Matzav, a Muradika Zman. So let's wake up to use the Rosh Hashanah, realizing what kind of Zman we are in, and elevate ourselves to have a different Rosh Hashanah than we ever had. A Rosh Hashanah that we realize that we are asking the Rebbeinu Shalom for tomorrow, and we're asking the Rebbeinu Shalom for our existence, and we're asking for the Rebbeinu Shalom for the existence of Klal Yisrael, and we're asking for the ultimate Yeshua, that the Rebbeinu Shalom should bring the Geula b'meira b'yameinu.